At the second stage of the Seder Orchatz, we wash our hands without a bracha as we are about to eat the karpas and dip that vegetable into salt water. And since generally there is halacha that dipping a vegetable into one of seven different liquids requires washing of our hands, we wash our hands on the night of the Seder. Now, even though this is a halacha that applies the entire year, for most of the year, most of the people are lenient, very, very makel on this halacha, and we do not wash our hands, the tilas yadayim, before dipping a vegetable into one of the liquids. And yet on Pesach night, we're very machmir. Everybody washes their hands at Orchatz, and the question is why? Why are we going ahead and being very machmir and stringent on this halacha in particular? Some explain, like the Chok Yaakov, that the only reason we're doing it is like everything else at the Seder. So the children will see, they'll see that it's unusual, that something doesn't add up, and they'll ask, and then we'll explain, and they'll be more engaged, and they'll be more participatory. We want them to constantly be asking questions, being involved in the Seder. So this is just another step in the raising the curiosity of the children. The Netziv explains that on the Seder night, though, we are acting as if we did in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And in those times, everybody agreed it was a chiyuv, an obligation required to wash the tilas yadayim when dipping into the vegetables. And this really speaks to a theme that we have on the Seder night. When it comes to Pesach, we are extra machmir on so many areas of halacha. When it comes to the cleaning, and yes, the regular cleaning, it's not spring cleaning, but we're machmir. We're machmir in so many areas with regards to chametz, getting rid of all of it, selling it, covering it. We don't want to see it. We don't want to own it. When it comes to certain requirements in halacha, we go above and beyond on the Seder night. The point, the proof is, look at what we do on the Seder night. We wash our hands if we're dipping a vegetable. We've dipped vegetables this past year into one of the liquids and we didn't wash our hands. Why on Pesach night are we being extra machmir? Explains the Ger Rebbe. The Ger Rebbe explains because on Pesach night there's an extra requirement that we have to go ahead and show our intentions. That it's not only about what we are doing, but that we start the year, so to speak, off right. The Mishnah says in Masechta Zvachim that all karbanos that are offered, but not with the right intentions, but not in their own name. There was a mistake in why it was offered. They're all good, except the Karban Pesach and the Karban Chatas. Why the Karban Pesach, he explains? Because on Pesach, when the Jews came out free, when they, after they had sunk to the 49th level of Tumah, they rose, they became servants of God. They have to be so careful with setting the tone. And therefore, the Karban Pesach had to really be offered with all the proper halachos fulfilled. So on Pesach night, the first yontif of the year, we should be very careful with everything that we do. What better way to start our year off than being extra careful, extra machmir, extra stringent, showing our dedication, our commitment that should only hope to continue throughout the year. So it's not only that we do it so that the kids will ask. It's not only that we do it so that we're reenacting what it was like in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, but that we remind ourselves of our potential, of our greatness, and of our opportunity to start the year, the Yom Tovim, on the right note.